excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
But God uses imperfect vessels. We will be positioned in a new stature and operate in authority that descends from the throne. This is what God's been working into your life over the past, I'm going to say decade, years. And as you have yielded along the way, God is preparing you. You may not even feel or sense that you are ready or worthy. But when the Kairos comes, whatever God's done in you is going to begin to manifest through you. I would say the greatest and most important characteristic would be that of humility.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Humbling yourself. Amen. Getting rid of ego and ergo and logo and all the stuff, all the cliquish thinking, all the self-righteousness, all the judgmental attitudes, and let the Holy Spirit discern through you by the Word of God. Amen. Number three, God's going to reaffirm his covenant. He's going to reaffirm. His covenant with you is going to be very clear. Your covenant. Covenant is for keeps. I said covenant is for keeps. God doesn't play with covenant. Many struggles, hear me, I'm speaking prophetically to you. Many struggles that people have had in the flesh are going to, I'm going to say nothing short of miraculous, are going to cease.
Amen. Amen.
Struggles.
Amen.
With self.
Amen.
Struggles with people.
Amen.
Struggles with resentment.
Amen.
Struggles with offense.
Amen.
Struggles with the flesh, hatred, malice, guile, all that stuff, miraculously, just short of that, are going to cease. Covenant is going to become very clear that you are a child of God. Out of that is going to come explicit obedience. The benefits of the covenant are going to get better and better. And finally, this fourth one, before we get into this, turning your water to wine. Celestial dimensions are going to be revealed. There is so much demonic and angelic activity in the world. If God gave us a glimpse into that realm, our heads would spin.
Amen.
Amen. I said our heads would spin. They know this is the end time. This is that generation.
Amen.
This is the final reformation. Amen. This, I believe with all my, this generation are going to experience what no other generation has experienced. There will be supernatural encounters. Your spiritual eyes, now your natural eyes have been open, but your spiritual eyes are going to be wide open to see and behold things you've never seen and beheld. There will be angelic visitations. If not already, prepare yourself for God to visit you. The angelic realm is going to be better understood by the church than ever before. Here's a good note for you. Spiritual warfare is going to become easier. I said it's going to become easier, and battles will become shorter. You're not going to be like in the song, what the song says, I've been in this storm too long. No, it's not. No, battles are going to become easier because you'll know your stature. You'll know your place. Your words will carry weight in the spirit realm. What you say will come to pass. What you bind will be bound. What you loose will be loosed. Amen. What darkness you push back will be pushed back. What serpents you tread upon will be tread upon. Amen. At a word. Saints are going to shine like the firmament, like the sun. They that know their God shall shine like the firmament. The heavenly realm and the spirit realm are our new frontier. We're going into places we've never been before. So, you know, when a plane experiences turbulence, they don't go down, they go up. You ever ride on planes? You know, whenever they say, everybody stay in your seat, you know, for the next little space, we recognize we have a little turbulence, so buckle your seat belts. What do? They don't go down, they don't go under, they go above it.
Amen.
So if you're experiencing turbulence, just know that God is preparing to take you higher. Preparing to take you higher. That's what the turbulence is about. Eagles use storms, the wind in the storm, not like other birds or species that fly away. The eagle flies into it because it uses the storm to thrust it up higher. One of the things that I look so forward to, because we're going to see people, older and younger alike, as this realm opens to us, we're going to experience and see healings. Now, God is already healing. We have testimony of a lot of people that have been healed, but not like what he's going to do. This thing is going to be off the charts. Healing, you know, everyone that came to Christ that believed was healed. I believe it's coming back. When nobody leaves with an infirmity, whether it be their foot, their back, their head, their arm, their leg, their heart, everybody being healed. Amen. As this realm opens, supernatural healings are going to become commonplace. Holy Spirit setting apart a company, a remnant people, for just this. Tell somebody,
your ladder
shall be greater
than your former.
What is the word ladder? The word ladder, L-A-T-T-E-R, it means coming or happening near the end of a process. We're ending, we're coming to the end of a process. Look at somebody right now. Look at them hard. Look at them, look at them, look at them real sincere and say, you better get ready. The ladder is coming or happening near the end of a process, activity, or relating to the end, recent or present. The former is used to say what someone or something was in the past, existing in the past, preceding in place or arrangement, foregoing, or what was preceding what happened in the past, the former. So our latter, what's coming, is going to be greater than the former. Give me John chapter 2, and let's start at verse number 1 of John chapter 2, the Gospel of John, and we're going to turn the water to wine. Amen. Let me first say, before we get that up on the screen, you know, Jesus spoke about the grapes, He spoke about the former and the latter. He spoke about the new wine. He spoke about the grapes from the vine. He spoke about many, many things concerning the grapes and how the grapes were, you know, made into wine. I know when I visited Israel, I went twice. One time I remember going to the place where they actually had where they put the grapes in, and you know, people actually walked on them and stuff to crush them, and the grape juice would go down through this thing and whatever the processes in that were, but there were different types of wine. But this wine at the wedding of Cana, this wine was not from a vine. See, much of our blessing and much of where we are and have been, and it's been good, but it's been from the vine.
Amen.
What I'm trying to get across to you right now is something is coming unprecedented.
Amen.
This wine is divine wine.
Amen.
It came from the hand of God himself. It didn't come from a vine. In other words, the vine had a process. It had a growing process. See, we've been through that.
Amen.
See, all your life, God has prepared you for this hour and for what's about to come. You see, we understand. It's not going to take many by surprise. You're going to step right into it. It's the next phase. It's the next realm. It's the next level. It's the next door opening. It's the gateway. And in your spirit, you already bear witness. Amen. Your mind has been prepared. Your heart has been prepared. You're not scared. You're not humble. You have true humility. You'll embrace it. You'll wear it well. You'll flow in it. It won't sidetrack you, distract you, disturb you, trouble you. You'll be able to sleep at night because you'll know it's not you. You've been through the process, but you've been through enough of the process for him to take over. I'm telling you, this wine is divine wine. We don't have a script for it. We have to follow on. John chapter 2, verse 1. Give me this wine. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet. Now let's yet come. Let's pause there a moment. Now, I think the fact that Jesus brought the disciples with him, they was guzzling. Partying and dancing and having a good time. And so they ran out of wine. And she looks to him and says, they have no wine. Now, Jesus didn't rebuke her. He had all the respect in the world for his mother.
Amen.
Honor. What he in essence said, you could say it this way. He said, woman, what do I have to do with you? But what he was saying is, I have other thoughts than what you're thinking.
Amen.
She said they have no wine. In other words, she came to knowing that he could do something about it. But he said, you know, that's not what I'm thinking right here.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.